This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
We're speed shucking. On the patio, we have the stack of the corn, and we have the stuff on it, and we say go, and we speed shuck. Me and Jonathan Papelbon. And stop.
You told me this already.
Okay.
You told me this before. I don't want to hear this again.
Okay, well, if you could, so that is actually, I'm so glad.
I certainly don't want to say it again.
Okay, I'm really glad that I have told you this before, because I was getting to a point where I was realizing I didn't remember how it ends.
Well, you speed shucked so hard that you blacked out.
Okay.
And then it was something about you woke up in the hospital.
Yeah.
And then the doctors told you that, like, there was so much corn silk in your bloodstream.
Yeah, okay.
That you were technically becoming a scarecrow.
Okay.
And then you were, like, mad at them and started ripping out your IVs and stuff and, like, swinging around the IV stand with the hospital staff, like, get back! Get back! And then you, like, obviously blacked out again.
Yeah.
And then you woke up again. And then at this point you had on, like, the hat, and you had, like, a stick that you were stuck on.
Yeah.
And you had the straw coming
and
out of your...
And who did that? The doctors did that?
Well, I mean, it seems like you did it to yourself. I mean, you ignored the doctor's orders. They gave you pretty strict advice.
Oh, that sounds like something I might do is they were saying I was becoming a scarecrow. And so I would say, like, I want to do that.
Yes.
I'm doing it on purpose.
Yeah, because you never can admit your mistakes.
When I black out, I get very stubborn.
Mm, and you go like, yeah, I know. Of course I'm becoming a scarecrow.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. And then you were in that corn maze for that whole Halloween season.
Well, that's good. I had a good story. I'm so glad.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like,
I didn't know if it was going to be so good.
Again, but I just don't want to hear it again.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names on the Red Carpet, Linebacker,
Hollywood
industry we call showbiz. We are podcasters, and we work in entertainment, but we can also be fans of people. Sorry, yes.
Hollywood Handbugs.
What do you think you said that?
Okay, but go ahead.
That is gross, but that's funny. We have people that we admire and we look up to in this business, and one of them is Scott Aukerman, and we just want to join the chorus of adults and babies and all the people that love Comedy Bang Bang and say, you did it so
white
long.
People.
Yes.
Everyone has been saying podcasts and comedy podcasts, you know? From adults to babies to white people, all love comedy podcasts. And we are a part of that same group, and we also love to laugh.
Yeah, and we love – just like the stuff that we hear about you doing is so an accomplishment, and we just think, like, hooray.
Mm-hmm. And the number of them.
Yeah.
Big number.
I'm sorry. Have you introduced me or?
Oh.
I think I did. I definitely thought
name.
I said Scott Aukerman.
You didn't say
that's
like,
right. I'm sorry. And I know. And this is part of my admiration for you, that it is such a well-oiled machine on your show that, like, it's like you do a very formal introduction every time.
2 minutes and 30 seconds, you have to introduce the guest. That's how you podcast.
Hey, Scott Aukerman's here. Milk was a bad choice.
It's huge. It's so funny. And we are sorry that we couldn't make it for the 500th episode.
Oh, my God. I felt like shit about that.
Yeah.
You couldn't make it to the 500th episode?
Yes.
What does that mean?
So crazy. Well, one thing is I couldn't get into my email.
Yeah.
What happened with your email?
The Sony hack.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You were involved in the Sony hack? You were hacking Sony?
Well, I was so scared of it.
Oh,
I was like,
I see.
If I go in, somebody's watching me, then they hack me, then they send my stuff to Sony.
I had a similar thing. You know about this I love you virus?
No, I haven't heard about this. I love
this. This is this major virus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I work.
AIDS.
Yes.
Oh, AIDS.
Well, I think that's what he's talking about.
No, I don't. No, this is something different. I've heard.
No, I was talking about a computer virus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But AIDS is sort of an I love you virus.
It is.
Yeah, I don't think people refer. Yes, people are always referring to the negative element of it, but it is.
But it's a very loving.
It is
act
a result that, of love. Oh, what? Yeah. You don't want people to love each other?
Yeah, well, that's what it's trying to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, yeah, the but email.
I'm sorry, talk about your computer virus? I don't know about this.
The I love you virus.
Yes.
Yeah, someone sends a message that says,
You a message that says, I love you.
And if you say it back.
It's not a normal one of those. So, yes, mm-hmm. if you're like people like us, you are getting messages like this all the time, and you see when it says I love you, you click on it, and sometimes it's animated in like a fun way where it's like Valentine's come out.
Like a jib jab?
Yes, yes.
Mm. This is a jib jab virus?
Yes, it's a virus that tricks you into thinking it's a loving jib jab.
A loving jib jab.
Yes.
And it gives you the opportunity to like be Santa or whatever.
Right,
like,
right.
Your own face is in Santa. One of the elves, and then yeah, and so.
Wait, your face is one of the elves or Santa? Because I want to be Santa in that situation.
That works out great because I'd like to be one of the elves.
Oh. Okay.
So you and I are in the jib jab together.
You guys okay, could so be.
Now you see how you somebody falls
be,
for this.
You guys could be a great jib jab.
What about Mrs. Claus? Who do you see as Mrs. Claus in this situation?
Oh, Engineer Ryan.
Engineer Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
That was my, first, Claus that was my first thought as well. Mm-hmm.
And who are you?
Blitzer.
Blitzer. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Wolf reindeer. Blitzer. Yeah.
Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah.
That would be funny. When you really think about it, of like, I wonder if CNN has ever thought about that for their Christmas card.
Mm.
Like Donner.
Tapper.
Richard Donner.
Oh, it works Tapper. So funnily. Tapper and Blitzer and Don and Lemon and Cooper. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean that's like really, so.
And yeah. Lord. No, not anymore.
Yeah.
Oops.
They shouldn't talk about that. I don't think that should be in the jib jab.
Yeah. Witch hunt.
Yeah, probably not. Witch hunt. Hashtag witch hunt.
You open up an email. Almost everyone you open has that like animated skull made out of numbers. It's going like rah, 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 rah.
Oh, the one I've seen in movies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like every other email now is like this. And it's from like the dark demon. You've been hurt by the dark demon. It's like constantly happening.
Sorry, to
now.
Me, laughing is not scary.
You said that you love to laugh, by the way.
Yes.
I've never heard you laugh.
Yes. Well, it's a very private act for me.
Yeah. What does it sound like?
When I laugh?
Yeah.
Kind of putting me on the spot. Yeah.
Can you do it right now?
Spot, Aukerman.
Yeah. So that's kind of
my laugh. It's a very pleasant, lilting laugh, and it's
boy. I can't. I wonder what your loved ones think of that.
Oh gosh. Well, you'd have to ask them. You know, I try not to.
Have they ever been your loved ones in their entirety? Have they ever been on this program?
My loved ones, personally.
Yeah.
I guess I love all my guests.
Interesting that you would separate the idea of loving someone from having them as a guest.
As a guest on your podcast.
Because we do love all our guests, and we are in love with all of them as well.
You're in love
with
them.
We love you, and we're in love with
you. Yes,
you're in love
with
me.
And I love you, Scott, and I'm in love with you, Scott.
Okay, well, I like you guys.
And that includes the engineers who are human beings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice if you said that to the engineer as well.
I you know what? To be honest, it's a little tough to even see them anymore.
For me, it's actually very easy, and I make a real effort to see them all the time, and I will look at Engineer Ryan and say, Engineer Ryan, I love you, and I'm in love with
Engineer
you.
Engineer Ryan, you're a human being, and I love you, and I'm in love with you.
Thank you.
I guess I understand, like, loving the human race as a people. We're all part of the collective consciousness. I mean, Engineer Ryan in particular, I don't think that I love as, like, an individual, but as part of, you know, human beings in general.
So it's purely sexual and there is no love component to
There's probably nothing sexual about me and Ryan. I mean, Ryan, we were on tour together. I don't think there was anything sexual that ever happened.
What happens on tour?
And it stays on tour.
Uh-huh.
And there's definitely a charge and they're definitely juiced up and they're sort of – It's not that they're locking eyes and having this sort of like intense gaze. It's actually more telling that they won't look at each other as if maybe there's something they don't want to remember from what happens on tour.
It is charged when you're on the road. There is like road dogging is definitely a
road
phenomenon. Dogging.
Road dog, you know? Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a term.
Hit that shit, road dogging bail.
There's a term called road head, which maybe you've heard of.
Yeah. No, which
occasionally we would, you know, play around with of like, oh, do we do Roadhead today?
Fancy, with it, yeah.
Fancy a Roadhead?
Yeah. Give Roadhead.
Yeah. Hey, we've been on the road for a week now. Where's my Roadhead?
Yeah, haven't had Roadhead in four days. Yeah.
Yeah. Some good, I mean, when you're on the road, you want at least one Roadhead.
Yeah, well, otherwise, why go on the road?
Exactly.
Know? Because you could just stay home.
Yeah, Homehead.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Homehead. I think it sucks.
I hate it,
You've heard of Bedhead?
Somebody tries to give me Bedhead, friggin' they like, get the boot in the butt, unfortunately for them.
I would kick that out of bed for giving me Bedhead.
And I have, and I do.
Yeah.
My favorite is Machine Head.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Radiohead?
You breathe in,
Radiohead
out.
Is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But but I don't.
We're
don't
sorry we couldn't do the show, and we're sorry about. We're so happy to have you for $199. $200, unfortunately, is all booked up.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, I'm so. This sucks. I'm so.
This
mad.
Is. You've been doing the show 199 times.
Kind of.
Yeah.
When did
not this show
like sanctioned? Oh wait, are you counting your old your good show, the reality show? Are you counting that?
The
your,
good one? No.
That's not part of the 200. You've been doing 200 on this?
Scott, no. Please, it's not the good one. Neither of them are good.
No, but they're also better than everything else.
Well, yes. I liked the old show because you guys talked about, like, real things.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hey, then you segued. Unfortunately, Scott, I have to break it to you. Reality TV is fake, and
it's not
creating
real.
A fake culture. And so that was a big reason that we stopped doing it, and maybe we didn't even do it.
No, but I guess what I mean is you had skin in the game when it came to that show. Like, you actually liked watching those things, and this show with its sort of like
oh my
post
god,
irony.
You actually thought we liked that?
Oh my god.
Wait, that was all an ironic.
Oh, that is so
I actually
sweet,
love
Scott.
That. I actually think that's great. I love the idea of people listening to it and just like being part of like the illusion of it and being like, oh my God, these guys actually like this. That is so cute.
Sure. I'm so out of touch with that I'm like, oh my God, that's really cute.
So you watched,
so
you
innocent.
Like hate watched all of these shows just to do a show?
To be able to believe something like that.
Just to do a show that 500 people listen to?
To watch a show.
Well, that's what was so Kaufman-esque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not why we – Kaufman.
Kaufman?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Marta Kaufman and David Crane.
Oh, they're great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're really good.
And speaking of that, to watch their show and for you to watch them and be like, oh, my God, these guys are, like, really friends and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, do you mean Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they're really that horny. They're not.
They're not horny.
I bet they're horny. I bet they're so horny when they stop those scenes. Like, we've been playing horny. Now I'm actually horny.
That might be right, that they actually trick their bodies into becoming
horny. But not while they're on screen, they're not horny.
No,
well, they're pretending to be horny.
They're pretending to be horny, but then they're like, I was so in touch with my horniness. Mm-hmm. Like, now I'm horny.
Yeah. It can be dangerous.
It's
like
the Joker.
I need
to go rub one out or get some Roadhead.
No, they might
have
to go blast off in their trailer as soon as they wrap. Yeah. But I don't want to talk about them blasting off.
200. We
just
have.
Talk about, yeah.
We're stacked. We're just too fully stacked. We have.
That's fine.
We got
Mary Holland, Mandzukas, Gabrus. Kroll, TFT, obviously. Forgot you didn't even mention
Doi.
We have
anyone who wasn't on my 500th episode?
I wondered about that because I did notice that they were all on our show before they did your 500th episode. And every single one. Lapkus, sorry, I forgot. Of course, she's coming
Drew
as well.
Tarver.
Yes.
He was not on my 500th. Or was he? I don't even remember.
Sorry, Drew. Oh, Drew.
I think he was.
Was he really?
I think
he was on like part two or whatever, which is like, don't worry, everyone. Ours will only be like one, nice
one long part.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like Carl, like all these people are gonna.
So I guess the only people who weren't on the 500th episode are you two.
Exactly, and again, we are really sorry about
like,
not
feel
being
like
able
shit.
To do that.
I feel like fucking shit about that.
Yes. There's literally no need to apologize at
no,
all.
No, Scott.
You're right.
Don't
no, he's
be
right.
Nice
we were
about this.
We were busy.
Don't be nice about this.
What were you guys doing before I?
Me?
Yeah.
I
mean, I know there was an email situation, but you were busy
so
as well.
Long ago.
Yeah.
Were you still in the hospital, Hayes? Or because
I
had heard that against doctor's orders, you stayed in the hospital.
I was staying there. I had made a lot of friends while I was there.
Right.
Mm. Sort of a Red Band Society situation.
Yes. And they're saying like, okay, no, you have to like leave the hospital and abandon all your friends. And it's like, no, actually I care about my friendships and yeah. I'm not going to do that. And you do have to pay me to work here now.
Oh, and didn't you save a lot of them?
Yeah. And so that is why I'm like, I should be compensated for this because I'm going around giving the kind of medicine that like the doctors don't necessarily yeah. know how to give, which is like being funny. And
well, time is money. Mm-hmm. And they if you spend yeah. some time somewhere, they should yeah. pay you for it.
Thank you.
I remember what I was doing, which was I was rewatching Age of Ultron.
Oh, yeah.
And that Ultron, like some of his schemes, I'm just like, I was so scared of might happen.
Yeah, he had the one scheme to turn the city into an island.
Into, I remember.
And into like another floating? Ultron.
Looks like
Ultron, like an Ultron version of an island.
Looks like I got to watch it again.
Yeah.
Because I missed that part.
What did you think his schemes were?
He just like, he's so scary. There's no yeah. strings on him.
So
you know?
Evil.
And he sort yeah. of was like a kind of
modern
Pinocchio.
Day Pinocchio-esque yeah. kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's Geppetto in this?
In analogy? That? Probably Iron Man.
Iron Man was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Who's
Geppetto.
Isn't there a fox on the island of lost children who like beckons and says, "Hey, come on in here."
Pepper Potts, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And then the whale is like the freaking Hulk.
Right. Yeah, I see that. I guess so.
The bigness.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, the Hulk is the
Black
whale.
Widow's like a bread salesman. In Pinocchio like
was there a bread salesman in that?
In Pinocchio?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I think there's a guy selling bread.
There was that one scene where Pinocchio's like, I want to be a real boy dad. And someone's like, bread, get yeah. your bread.
Yes.
Bread right. here, hot bread.
And Scott like thinks it's all real on the screen. Like he thought our show was real. So he's yeah. like, oh, I'm hungry. I'll take some bread.
God, that happens
bread
all
the
time.
Screen.
The TV.
I hate to go see any movie
Which
set in New York because I know there will be a scene where they go to a hot dog cart and yeah. I'm just going to order five of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just for your
and just line. Sitting there waiting going, hey. Excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Where are my hot dogs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And gets miss me so the whole hungry. Rest of it. Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, you know, you look great now because you're.
Because I'm just not eating those hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. yeah. Movie theater hot dogs, people always say, like, oh, that's gross. But actually, they're not gross because you can't even get them.
No.
No.
Yeah.
They won't bring them to you.
No. Yeah.
There's no Purple Rose of Cairo situation where, no. like, imagine that. You know, we're all inventing things like virtual reality and stuff like that. But yeah. imagine if you were to go see a movie and there's someone selling hot dogs and you ordered them and the person comes off the screen and gives yeah. you a hot dog. That's what I want
to
see.
And Purple Rose of Cairo, I have to say, was also a fake movie. And so, like,
right.
you think that was just as fake as all the other ones.
Can we back up? You said we're all inventing things like virtual reality yeah. and stuff.
You're not
that's
inventing things?
An interesting
things?
Idea to pick apart. Well, no. I mean, I'm all inventing things like virtual reality, but I always thought that was just me and like my
no,
private yeah. little hobby. Mm-hmm. You
no,
know?
If you're not inventing something,
like
you
virtual
are,
reality, yeah.
Yeah, you're deventing something.
Okay, mm-hmm. wow. Okay, Scoop Troop, get out your pens. It's time to write down a tip. Scott Ankerman has made a great point, which is if you're not inventing something like virtual reality and stuff, which we're all doing— You're de-venting something. Let's mm-hmm. talk a little bit about what de-venting means to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, de-evolution is the opposite of evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So if you add
mm-hmm.
D to anything, mm-hmm. then it's the opposite and the reverse.
It sounds like a D's nuts.
D-Devo.
Yeah.
He's trying to get me to do it.
Yeah, oh, so that is the opposite of E's nuts.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. And that's E
Never
from Entourage.
Again.
Yeah. yeah, E's nuts.
There's
the opposite
Kevin Connelly,
of those.
Yeah, his yeah. nuts, and then the opposite is D's nuts.
Is D's nuts
yeah.
exactly? So
That's
you don't
right.
you want to be E's nuts?
Oh,
you
believe
know,
me,
you,
I
yeah.
do.
You
yeah.
want you want to be out there doing things like the Murphy Group.
And well, and plus you're intimate with Sloan.
Sloan,
exactly. Sloan. Yeah. Can we talk about Sloan?
Can we talk about Sloan? Finally,
minutes.
Yeah. Can we just like really break it down,
ladies? Take a breather from this podcast. Oh wait, are there any listening?
Yeah. If you're,
I don't
oh
know.
Yeah, if you're in the car with your girlfriend, push her out of the car because we're going to talk a little bit about Sloan.
Sloan.
Mm-hmm. So
I like how she's one of the guys. She's comfortable hanging out with the guys.
She's so yes, comfortable, and she's cool,
so cool
with anything
she's
that
totally
E does.
Cool. Oh, she's freaking one of the dudes.
And she's like, look, E, you need to go off with Vinny, you know, over there to Queens Boulevard. Go. Yeah.
She
I'm
can,
cool with it.
She can bust chops better than drama can.
And I love how well you know the show, Scott. just like your depth of knowledge of the show is sometimes even for me, someone who knows really like
some of the deep stuff,
like Vinny and Queens Boulevard.
Well, I actually liked the show.
Yeah.
Unlike you guys who watch something and hate watch it apparently.
Well,
like,
no,
I
that,
love
no,
watch
reality
something.
TV show we hate watch. Then Entourage we didn't watch.
Mm.
And then
wait, how
we
do you know?
And then we love comedy podcast.
What about Sloan? How do you know Sloan if you didn't watch? How do you know Sloan?
I'm a recap junkie.
You're attracted to Sloan from the recaps?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know what she looks
like? The way
like?
They
Mary.
Describe her.
Here, let
not,
me show you
not physically.
Let me show you a picture of her.
Okay.
Here you go.
Ugh.
Sorry. Sorry to spoil the illusion.
Is that recent?
Yeah, it's from yesterday.
Ugh.
They put
that on TV?
Blech. I have a Google alert for Sloan.
How'd they? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ugh, wonder Sorry. How she got that job. Ugh.
Should we talk about, we love the show. We're so happy. We have such a big happiness for you and
yeah,
your
I'm,
achievements and your coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
We do want to talk about the interview, I guess.
Yes.
You think we should?
Yeah. Yes. Seth Rogen and James Franco made this movie called The Interview.
Randall Park.
They weren't allowed to release it.
The Sony
hack. They did. Oh, gosh. Yes.
So it all comes back.
Full circle.
That reminds me of the interview that Scott did with
CBS.
And
that's what we want to talk about.
Yeah. No, we were going to talk about the Seth Rogen movie.
We'll do
both. But actually, since Scott is here, I think we should talk about the
We could talk about the Seth Rogen movie.
No, I think it's good to talk about the CBS interview, Scott. I think we should talk about it.
The CBS interview, that's not ringing a bell.
You did a CBS. You did the interview with them.
This is always
tough. It makes more sense to me now that you didn't know it was happening while you were doing it because of how fucked up it was.
How it came across.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Do you mean the CBS This Morning interview?
No, this was like a long time ago.
No, but this that's
was like,
the title.
I would say like a week and a half ago.
You think that's a
and
long
you
time?
You did the CBS interview. Well, compared to This Morning.
I live in the moment.
I'm all about the future, though.
The CBS.
Virtual reality.
Putting aside the fact that CBS is barely a show anymore, that
it's
you.
It's a network.
Yeah, exactly.
CBS This Morning is a show. CBS is a network.
I just said that CBS is barely a show anymore.
Yeah, and I'm
and you were like, oh, and
you.
You're no, yeah, you're correcting me, saying, oh, yeah, it's not a show, and I'm saying like, yeah, that's what I just said, that it's not a show anymore. It's this other thing, right?
It never was a show, though.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think CBS ever put out a show called CBS. Although, it's not bad branding. I would think that maybe it would be popular if they
hard
were
to
big,
search.
People love CBS.
Hard to search. Got to think about
SEO.
Optimizing yeah. your search.
That's true.
SEO.
Yeah. Unfortunately, can't do that.
I wonder if – okay, so the –
But wait a minute. If you were to search for CBS and you wanted to watch that particular program and you accidentally recorded everything on CBS, that would be good for CBS. So maybe it's hard to search in a great way.
Not when you fill your whole entire friggin' cloud and then you go and look in and then you're mad at CBS about it.
Oh, and you never forgive CBS?
Just wait a minute.
I'm
Did you hear
a few
that?
Steps ahead.
I'm like hosting the show. It's my show. And he goes, wait a minute. And this
hold
is actually
–
and this
on.
Is exactly,
yeah,
this is
on,
exactly
on,
what
on.
We want to talk about.
Hold on, hold on,
exactly,
hold on.
Wait.
He doesn't know how to be a guest.
In it's the really, interview
– He sucks.
The Seth Rogen movie. What – is that about that guy in the news lately?
We don't want to – so he told us privately.
Yeah.
About like the secret political stuff around it.
Seth Rogen did?
Yes.
Yeah, about there's the guy, actually
that
a
is
political
actually,
message
that is actually
underneath.
About a real guy.
He's been on the show before?
Even, you know, we don't have these kind of conversations on the show.
He's
we don't take
200.
All our personal relationships and use them for, like, our benefit on the podcast.
He's
we
doing keep episode our, 200 because he wants to.
Yes.
And it sucks that you couldn't be there for that.
I would never actually have asked him to do that. And I appreciate – and I hope he's not doing it out of some kind of, like, obligation or
he's
something.
Doing
but I think he's
200.
Not. Yes. And mm-hmm. I think he's just doing it because he likes the show and he likes us and he's a fan and a
That's
friend.
That's a good get for you. He's been on Bang Bang a few times.
How many times is a few?
Handful. If you can hold two or three. I don't know what
okay.
you can hold. I don't know what your
okay, that is a lot.
How nimble your fingers are.
He's got rheumatism.
This is
I noticed they're very gnarled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're gnarly. That's a good people like that. People say that as like a good like, oh your fingers are
no,
gnarly.
No, I mean yours are very ugly and crooked. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
He well, sucks at being a guest.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah, because I am the host. Always,
yeah.
I'm Hayes supposed to host. Ask you if your body, if you like what your like medical problems are.
Hayes is the host. I'm the sidekick. You're the guest.
You're the sidekick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's something that we should talk about.
Okay.
Because as the head of Earwolf and I, you know, I have full creative control over this show.
Oh, yeah. We run everything by you.
Yeah. I think that you need to step out.
Really?
And you need to get out of the shadow over here. Mm. You know? Like, you're so pale.
I guess that's
you know,
true.
You know? Get into the sun.
Yeah, I guess I could use a little vitamin D.
You know?
Yeah.
Stop taking supplements. Get it from the sun, boy.
Mm, yeah, boy. I like that. All right. Anyway, hey.
Sounds like he might not know about Masterclass. Do you think he does?
What, my Stitcher Premium exclusive?
Well, I'm the CEO of Stitcher Premium exclusive. Of course I know about Masterclass.
Of course he's aware of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I stepped out and how successful that was for all of us. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about you and criticize you.
Knowing how to handle yourself and in a setting – where you are the guest on a show, answering questions appropriately.
Hey, I'm just
doing a good job coming off in
shut
a
up,
way.
Shut up. I'm just realizing something. Did you say that I sucked as a guest? That yeah. just hit me like 2,000 pounds of bricks.
That see and I now know, that should have landed
and I
earlier.
I caught the U2 reference, and we don't. Like, yeah, I know you do the like Adam Clay 2,000 pounds.
Thanks for
whatever.
Listening. It's always great to meet a fan.
But you should have caught that right away, and that's part of being a guest that I think you're not used to. Your host muscles are jacked.
Yeah,
I'm your like hosting Michael muscles are ripped.
Michael Cera.
Yeah, Michael mm-hmm. Cera. Yeah, and so you're in great shape as a host, but as a guest. You're like a puny little, like, yeah, like baby Groot.
Like 2 pounds yeah. shy of 100 weakling?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
5 foot pounds, nothing,
that's
100
That's exactly
nothing.
How I would have put it, 2 pounds shy of 100 weakling.
Wow. 5 foot nothing, 100 nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And a total
and,
chump.
Yeah, and I think you have to agree that being a pipsqueak sucks.
Yeah.
Are you guys here to kick sand in my face somehow?
No,
no.
Man. No. We're here to train you.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to work you out and get you nice and ripped.
Because you could be so strong.
What's wrong with my guesting? I've never really thought
Should
about
we play?
It
like, maybe it will help for you to hear it yourself. Because yeah. it's hard yeah. for me to imagine, like, maybe as you're doing it, you're like, oh, this is going really
I thought
well.
I thought it was fine. I thought people enjoyed it.
Maybe you should
to hear
some of
okay,
it.
Okay, maybe
yeah.
we should hear a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, yeah. Is the pause normal for this show?
Oh, always. We always
waiting
have a pause.
For something.
Come on, not this for this episode.
I mean, it's,
thank you.
Chase Mobile app allows us to continue running our business. From
Chase Mobile app.
Chase Mobile app ad.
I hope this
we
money
desk anymore.
I was worth it.
Business
let me put it that way.
Virtually anywhere. Chase Mobile app available
this is
with business.
Such
checking.
Strange product integration.
Mm-hmm. This was your – this is the ad that they sold for your – okay. Well, now I'm even more worried that you didn't get paid for that.
For the Chase Mobile ad? Of course
At
I did.
At first – yeah, okay. Thank you.
Chase is bank, so should be a lot of money.
Well, exactly. Like that's – it's such a scam how they're able to buy any advertisement they want because they just go
they
into the bank
the
and pay for
they're
it.
Using my mm-hmm. money to advertise
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sucks.
So here's this guy. What was the guy's name?
I want to say woof.
Woof.
See, okay. Now, in this case, you are right.
Right.
But it's good to know a little, you know, about these guys ahead of time so you can, you know.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Let's listen.
You said, you know, like you get what I'm saying, but
yeah,
I have just no clue.
That's clear. It's obvious.
Steve Martin a big influence on you?
I love Steve Martin as a kid. I mean, I and as an adult, but I...
What did we think we did wrong there?
Mm-hmm. What do we think?
I mean, let's see. He asked a question,
mm-hmm.
and I answered it. That seems like good guesting to me.
Wow.
What,
and he thinks he answered it. Why don't you do me a favor, because you're obviously more comfortable being the host. Why don't you be the host and you just ask Hayes that question? Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember what the question was.
Steve Martin a big influence on you?
Oh, okay. Was Steve Martin a big influence on you?
Steve Martin, a big influence on you?
I want to hear Wolf do it. It's easier for me because even this he's not good at. You know what I mean? He's not Wolf.
He's not Wolf, yeah, that's for sure.
Okay.
So, yeah. Was Steve Martin a big influence on you?
Let me have woofed it.
Okay.
Steve Martin a big influence on you?
Who?
See?
Is that like your friend or something?
See?
Why would I like, why would your friend be like an influence on me?
See?
Right?
You.
That's cool.
That's interesting.
Wait, you think that.
Cause now
can we pause for just one
instead
second?
Of you who's like yeah I love her like, I like him
he's so cool
before and later and now and I like him when like, I was a kid and I'm still like all the stuff I liked when I was a kid
I know who you're talking about like
no,
that's like so
no
you
what's
know?
Cool is like what who? This is like some guy you're obsessed with
I did it myself yeah
do you not
that's
know
cool.
do you not know who Steve Martin is
doesn't matter
doesn't matter you don't have to.
Do you
no
does
I
matter,
don't
but
personally.
Does he not know. Ask me. Ask me.
Yeah, ask him. Here, I'll have
one. Which one are you?
Oh yeah.
Steve Martin a big influence on you?
What the fuck are you talking about? You're being a fucking loser, man.
Right?
Next.
That is how you, like,
next.
Now you
next.
Own Woof. Now it's yeah. now it is your interview.
Okay.
But you're still being a good guest and you are still, like, responding.
Still technically answering the question,
yes,
but you're
responding to
putting
the
him back on his heels.
Hit me with Woof again.
The same question?
Yeah, please.
Steve Martin a big influence on you?
Ask me that one more time. I fucking dare you, man. Ask me one more time. I swear to God.
I don't know. I feel like the-
you'll leave here in a fucking body bag.
You're gonna kill Woof?
Now let's hear your version.
Steve Martin as a kid. I mean, I and as an adult,
not
but,
tough.
I used to listen to his albums over and over again.
I don't,
and, you know.
You're like scared of Woof. Like you're like, oh no, what is he gonna do?
Like he's
like I have to
like
pretend
he's doming
I like
me?
It. Yeah, he's doming you. You're a total cuck. Mm-hmm.
I that's what an interview technically is, isn't it? I mean that you if I didn't respond to any question, wouldn't I I feel like the interview would shut down immediately after
mm-hmm.
the first one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But what if you owned Woof?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like the way how? Me and Hayes showed you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then now all of a sudden he's like, well, what do you want me to ask?
And then I tell him what to ask me?
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
what do I want him to ask me?
Probably like, well, here. Okay, here's a couple of things you can have him ask you.
Okay.
Is it okay that I'm even here right now?
Mm-hmm.
Woof would say
yeah,
that to
goes,
me.
Is it okay that I'm even here right now?
Mm-hmm.
And you go like,
am I even allowed to be doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can think about it and then like kind of set some of your terms.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And then everything else that happens is at your discretion.
And well, you think about like, what were you hoping to get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess an understanding of the process of my comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be so difficult sometimes to understand a comedian's point of view and where they come from and where they think they're going. And I just thought, you know, if I could shine a light on my heart, maybe people would understand the show a little better and they would laugh a little more freely.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's
what about
boy, that sucked.
Some good head?
Yeah, what about getting head?
Wait,
do
so
it.
You
and
think
from somebody who knows like tricks and stuff
is that's the end result of an interview? If you're being interviewed,
I can tell you it's not. I can tell you. I can tell you it is not the end result of this interview. I'm watching this interview.
I did not get head.
No. Nobody is getting head from anybody.
Well, Woof isn't turned on at all because he doesn't feel like he has anything to prove to you.
Yes.
So if I were to neg him, and I were to toss it back in his face. You think that he would then give me head at the end?
At the very least, you're talking about like listening to Steve Martin albums or whatever. If I'm Woof, I'm not saying like, oh, that sounds like a great activity for me and Scott to do together after the show. And then maybe we do some head, like some version of this.
Okay, so have Woof ask me again and I'll see what I can do. I'll see if I can adjust.
Mm, this will be good.
Steve Martin, a big influence on you?
Hey, dude. If I can call you dude, and I'm going to call you dude.
Good. Okay.
Great, great, better.
I was worried. For
that's better, yeah.
I really saved it.
Yeah.
So, dude, why don't you stop worrying about Steve Martin and start concentrating on this dick?
Okay, yeah. Right. And whose dick are you talking about?
I'm talking about my dick, dude.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect.
It would help to get more details because if he thinks you want him to, like—
It's punch
just,
it or like do
or
something.
Draw it.
Draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four plus inches.
Right.
Of thin steel.
Thin, yeah, thin metal rod, yeah.
Thin, almost as if there's like a pipe cleaner was put in it to
Valyrian
extend it.
Steel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Dragon glass.
You see Game of Thrones.
Kevin, sit down. No camera. No, don't do that.
Kevin, no camera.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
Put the headphones on.
Put the headphones
this
on.
This is Chef Kevin. Do you know Scott?
Hi, Scott.
Who are you?
This is a big moment for you.
This is really big because I know you've been here for so long.
Yeah.
Been where?
He works here.
He just walked in.
He works at the...
Scott, I promise you, I know this seems unbelievable. He works here. He has worked here for a million years. He is doing the same job.
This guy?
Yes. This is Kevin. This is Chef Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, Scott's the creative director here at Earwolf. Of course, you know
he has
his hands involved in every single decision
yeah,
that gets
Earwolf
made.
And Stitcher
Anything
Premium.
Anything you
exclusive.
Hear on Earwolf has gone through Scott
and Stitcher Premium.
Mm-hmm. And Stitcher Premium.
CEO of Stitcher Premium.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, chief executive officer.
And what do you do for the company?
I'm the
young lad.
I'm the production coordinator.
I don't know what
sure,
that is.
Makes sense.
Hey, dude. You better stop coordinating productions
yes.
and start coordinating this dick.
Hey, all right.
Now that's good.
Now this guy is in charge here. Now why can't you give
I guess
me some
it's
of that
easier with employees.
Yeah,
but
Chef
when,
Kevin, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good way to practice, actually, is to sit down with Chef Kevin before. This is what I do before interviews.
Right.
And just get in a place where I am dominating the situation and right. manipulating him mentally in ways that he doesn't even know is happening while I'm doing it. Mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. I'm, like, doing all these running programs on him, basically. Yeah. That
you're pacing around him right now. You're
yeah.
circling him.
Yeah.
Like a predator.
Yeah. And he's doing he's reacting exactly the way I want him
yeah,
to.
Yeah. He completely controls the space that Kevin's yes. in and is able yeah. to sort of plant him where he wants. Mm-hmm. And then when Hayes strikes, Kevin has no choice but to give him really good head.
Mm-hmm. Is that the goal? And this is fascinating, guys. I haven't really thought about that. But is that the goal for any interaction in Hollywood is to try to get head at the end?
Well, it's never a bad thing to also get a nice chunk of change.
Mm-hmm. To get paid
mm-hmm.
for someone to give you head.
You can't eat head.
Yeah.
It's yeah. true.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, I think sweetbreads.
Is that penises? Sweetbreads are penises?
I don't know.
That's what Sean calls them.
I don't know. But honestly, even if you could eat head, you wouldn't want it every meal.
Mm-hmm.
Some meals you'd want to be able to buy like sashimi.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, or like ramen.
Ramen yeah. or yeah. Mm,
salmon yes. teriyaki.
Yakitori.
Or one of your famous movie hot dogs.
Yes. Right, yes. I'll take three, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get on that, inventors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we continue with the thing? Maybe we can have Chef Kevin as just an unbiased observer. We're giving.
Oh, he can say which interview answer he likes better.
Yeah. Why did he walk in here, by the way?
He comes in. He has like these little like plans for every episode. I can kind of see him coming up with them like when we're coming in. He's like, okay, like I'm going to like do this fun bit every time. I'm going to yeah. like take these pictures or whatever.
Also, a lot of times he's lost. Like as far mm-hmm. as I know, he lives here. And then just like has right. sort of a goldfish memory where he yeah. suddenly is like coming back into the room all the time and just be like, oh, where am I? And just like, and then he's like, this is a new room. And then he just like comes walking into the studio.
It's a strange uniform he's wearing too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's wearing a uniform. He's one of the queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah. He's
yeah.
got like a three wolf moon thing going on.
Yeah. Huh.
This is a Brett thing that like he has. People are trying to imitate Brett and like pretending to like music in the
Who's Brett?
Studio. See, sorry, I forgot.
Yes.
Brett right. is an engineer here. He's another, he's like a Kevin type who has just become essentially part of the furniture.
Right. Oh, I see. Is that the thing that's on the chair sometimes when I do my show?
Yes. And so this is,
right.
Yeah.
So this is the difference between you and us where everyone here, while they like we are disgusted by them and like they're like the fact that they have no plan is very upsetting to me for right. like what is next. I do love them and I'm in love with them. Kevin, I love you. I'm in love with
Kevin,
you.
Kevin, I love you and I'm in love with you.
This is huge for me. Thanks, everyone. Likewise.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Hi, Scott.
So
pardon me. What did you fucking just say to me?
Hi, Scott. Sorry.
Yeah. First of all, hi is short for what?
Hello.
Exactly. Use the full term when you talk to me.
And you should probably stop saying hi to Scott and start saying hi to this dick.
Yeah.
That's start saying hello to this dick.
Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sir.
Because you better use the long version because I know he's going to.
So try it again.
Hello, Scott.
No.
Hello, dick. Hello.
This dick.
This dick.
This dick.
This dick.
Thank you. This dick. Shake my dick.
There you go. Uh-huh.
So should we hear more of the interview?
Yes.
Just some of what Woof has been saying.
This and then is maybe good. Let's get back to Woof.
Kevin can weigh in.
Kevin can weigh in. But I used to listen to his albums over
still
and over
on
again.
This.
You know, him and Ed Letterman, this is I think, the, were my biggest influences growing
this
up.
This is the answer that you guys have already
critiqued. You mentioned Letterman a lot as an influence on you. Our parents didn't get a lot of what
Letterman. We share the same parents, by the way. A lot of people should know that.
Our mom and dad.
Yeah, we're brothers.
What are you talking about?
Scott, that's not true.
Why do you want people to, like, what is the mission there of that lie?
My mission? My goal?
Yeah.
To do the trick on everyone in America.
And on Woof!
I was sort of trying to evade his question, quite honestly. I knew it was headed down a certain path that I wasn't comfortable with. And I was trying to deflect, I guess.
Well, and that's a corner you've painted yourself in by answering the first question.
Yes.
It's true.
You know, you could have established some ground rules up top. So now you are in danger of having to answer the question. But to lie and tell Woof that you're his brother when you know that he's adopted and he's always wanted to have a little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and he's always been looking for who his real brother is.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that about it. I guess I didn't do my research before
Yeah, and that's sort of what Hayes was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how should I have
– why do you think his name is Woof?
I guess I never thought about that.
Because he was adopted as a dog.
Yeah. He was adopted as a dog.
As a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they knew he was a human, but then they treated him like a dog, or they thought he was a dog and they
– all the paperwork said that he was a dog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is before online.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Woof. That makes sense.
Yeah. So he was Woof.
Yeah.
So – for you to sit there and go like, hey, I'm your brother, it's like maybe Hayes could show you what you should have said.
Yeah, what should I have said?
Okay, well, let me go back to the question.
Yeah.
As an influence on you.
I think were my biggest influences growing up, and Pee Wee Herman.
You've mentioned Letterman.
What?
Herman a lot as an influence on you. Our parents didn't get a lot of what
Letterman. We share the same parents, by the way.
Okay. Wait, let me go back.
Yeah, go back.
Do you want to know what I would do in this spot?
Yeah, can I just play it for you?
Yeah, please.
It's disorienting because you also don't even let him finish the question.
Mm-hmm. And David Letterman, I think, were my biggest influences growing up, and Pee Wee Herman.
You've mentioned Letterman a lot as an influence on you.
Woof.
Our parents.
There's a bomb strapped to my chest.
A lot of people should know.
It's going to go off. My hand is taped to a remote. If I release this trigger, this entire building's going up. Now, tell me what really happened with the financial crisis. I lost everything.
Why would Woof know?
He's money monstering him, Scott.
You're money monster. Oh, I see.
Hit him with the money monster.
Got it. Money monstering. I hadn't thought about doing that.
Can I also just say, most people don't think what Pee Wee Herman did was good that time. And I think they definitely wouldn't say that it was an influence on them.
No, I wasn't saying that he was an influence the time that he was arrested.
And I would say –
I'm saying that his body of work was an influence on
his body.
His work in his body.
He's working on his body.
Hey.
Can I
say – Hayes?
Yes.
Can you say something? Why don't you say something to this dick?
See, this is good.
Now,
this is what I like.
Now, that's a guess.
And the thing that is so reprehensible about what Pee Wee Herman did is he had given up and was.
Wait, did you just get an email?
It's a virus.
Oh, no. You got the laughing skull.
Oh, great. See, this is why I. for yeah, to keep this thing closed.
So many people say I love you to him.
The problem with what Pee Wee Herman was doing was he was doing it by himself.
Yeah, when he could have been forcing someone else to do it who tried to interview him.
He had given up, basically.
That's the other thing is what if they invented a movie where you could be like, hey, Demi Moore in Striptease. Instead of stripping up there on the screen, come down here in a Purple Rose of Cairo virtual reality situation and, you know, like strip on me.
That is – it's worth a try.
I get it. I get it and you're right.
Put your headphones back on. None of this like getting up, sitting down.
What are you doing, Kevin?
Hang on.
Imagine I've just started getting up and
– Chef Kevin, imagine like, that I would just be fine, got up but, right now. Yeah. That would be funny if I did that. But.
It would be really funny.
Okay. We're barely into this. I can't believe how long this thing is.
Yeah, this shit takes forever.
Also, let him go.
Just like, let him go?
No, I mean like when he wants to.
Let him go? Like no, fire, Kevin? No,
when Woof. Don't. This is so long, and I could tell that he's like, when am I going to get to like be done with this? And it's like just let – when Woof
An
wants
interview
to,
takes,
when Woof clearly wants to leave, just let him leave.
If you love something, set it
yes.
free.
Give him room.
Yes.
Yeah. Is his microphone off? It sounds like he – His microphone was off.
I wish your microphone was off.
See, okay. That was good.
That's really good. Yeah. And we asked Kevin to say that. We were hoping you'd respond like that.
Okay. Good.
I love how powerful you seem now, Scott. And now I'm going like, wow, this guy's a really good guest, you know? Like, maybe I'll even come on the 500th episode of his show next time.
There's not going to be another 500th episode. There can't be.
Don't say that about yourself. I don't think it's – that's, you know.
Yeah.
We were talking about confidence, you know.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that you were invited to the 500th episode?
Well.
Why?
Let me – I mean, I can check my email and see if there is one.
Do you mind reading all of your emails?
Yes.
I can't get into
mine. Let me see. Here it is. Okay.
Gmail.
CBB app. Here it is. I found one. It's the most recent one.
Yeah.
And it says, want to do a CBB soon.
Ah.
I'm so sorry.
Unauthorized, by the way, to read my private communications with you.
Oh, I thought you were just asking me to do that. And I am so sorry that we didn't get to the email until
Hayes,
until
remember
now.
Gmail Roulette?
That was a segment we used to do.
We used to do a segment.
You should take that one, actually. That would be really good for
that
you.
That could be great for
where you would do what? You would just click on a random
We would
email
go through our emails and we would read it.
Of course
a
I know. You ran it by me.
Yeah. This guy's a freaking
I approved
chief
it.
Executive
I punched it up.
Officer.
Yes,
I don't like
right.
to punch down.
I really appreciate that.
Punch
it was going to be just Gmail. Mm-hmm. We're just going
to
call it Gmail.
Have you guys ever been invited to a Hollywood punch down session?
Yeah.
It's just where you go in and you do script doctoring. And you
I
just
did punch
make,
down
like,
on
jokes
Moonlight.
About
I took
people.
All the jokes out.
What were some of the jokes that were in there?
Just they were really weird. There was a lot of slapsticky stuff. A lot of every time that kid sat down, there was a whoopee cushion under him, and he'd go, "Whoops!"
Was there like a something about Mary, like bit of splooge in his hair on the beach?
Yeah, that's right. And so I was like, "Well, let's punch this down." Like I think people will take the movie more seriously.
Yeah,
you know,
let's take out all the just like tripping and just like going through plate glass windows.
Mm-hmm. All the bong hits, all the friggin', falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the friggin',
what about like
the hair?
What about like, oh, wow, you look like, you know, like movies these days of like, you look like a cross between, you look like if Frank Zappa, you know, was swallowing my nuts.
I love those.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love those, but it just wasn't the right movie for it. I took that out and then I put it into some of the movies that are coming up.
Oh, good.
The best version is you take any celebrity and you say like, you look like if Frank Zappa ate Frank Zappa, right?
Well, oh, that's interesting.
That's a really
so like,
good one.
Like a fatter Frank Zappa.
Yes, imagine.
I understand. So like if Frank Zappa was he was a relatively thin.
Yes.
I don't know if that had to do with was he sick or was he sick the entire time he was making music?
He was certainly sick in the head.
Wow.
Yeah. And his music was monstrous.
Right. But so if you take that thin individual and then he were to eat his own body mass.
Well, what if
he
were even to eat some of his freaky sound creations?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Which is like, sort of implied by the joke as well.
You look like if Frank Zappa ate one of his freaky sound creations.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Imagine what that would look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one.
How sick he would get.
Yeah, with some of the other jokes I like.
You look like if Ron Jeremy met Jeremy Irons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Is that something?
No, yeah, that's great.
Like, it looked like if Ron Jeremy was a CPA. Like, it's somebody who kind of looks like Ron Jeremy, but they've got like a tie on.
What's a CPA?
It's like a corporate accountant or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Yeah,
actually.
Corporate
public accountant. I don't know what it means.
Right.
I don't know what it means. Please don't ask me. Suck my dick. But like,
Now we're back in control.
One thing I like is when somebody will just say like, they'll be talking about a date. It's two dudes. It's dudes like me.
Yeah.
And they'll be talking about a date and they'll go like, hey man, I gave her the dusty Kleenex. And then the other guy goes like,
what is that?
Wait a minute, what is that? It's like, bro, you never heard of the dusty Kleenex.
Oh man.
It's
I'm
when you take a
this.
Chick.
Yeah.
You know, and you.
And you then,
and in this case it would be
you
like you
what do you do?
You come and then wait for it to dry and put it in her hair or something. I don't know.
So it's like,
I think it's you wipe her on a shelf.
You wipe her. Okay. Oh, great.
You take the girl and you use her to dust.
Yeah, you fuck her up against your shelf and then you sort of scrub her butt across the dusty part. And not clean it.
Like a high shelf that doesn't get a lot of dusting.
Yeah, I guess it'd be.
Dude, you don't know about this?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait,
and it's dude, you don't know about
Kleenex?
This.
See, yeah. this is the stuff. Yeah.
And that shit.
This sounds like a funny character. Like, but that couldn't possibly be the lead character. That would have to be sort of an ancillary
it's
character.
It's the lead character's best friend.
Yeah, Mo. Right. This is Mo.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
That guy's funny, but I can't take a lot of him because that would just – like a whole movie of that would be bad, but one scene of that is so funny.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's a Juker.
Yeah.
You look like –
it's a character who only goes by his last name.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Juker, what'd you do last night?
Bro, I was out with this chick.
Oh, Juker.
Man, I got her back home and I gave her the backwards microphone.
What's a backwards microphone?
It's when you
I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, oh, dude, you haven't heard about the backwards microphone?
No.
It's when you like shout into her asshole and then you fall asleep on her dog.
And that is a real move. That's not just something that Sean came up with or whatever from something he saw in the room. That is actually a
That's an actual
real
thing.
One.
Yeah,
that one's real.
You weren't looking at a backwards microphone at all.
Or a Kleenex.
Right.
So
there are none of those items in this room currently.
You don't keep that stuff.
There are
in
only
the room.
Frontwards microphones. Mm-hmm.
Chef Kevin, don't dare take a picture of the microphone and Kleenex.
And our noses are running right now because there are no Kleenexes.
Mm.
There's just snot, like piling down on our chins.
And
right
you're in
now.
Trouble for that too, Kevin.
And CEO.
There should be microphones in here.
Backwards ones.
Yes.
And there should be Kleenexes.
Okay. Let's
is there
see.
Any more of this interview?
Let's
How
see,
long is this
let's
fucking
see if this,
thing?
Let's see if this ever ends.
Oh, that. Our mom and dad.
Yeah. Yes. We're brothers.
Oh, my God.
We should have mentioned that at the top.
That's so bad.
Great phrase. The parents of our generation didn't always understand what Letterman was doing when he was very late night and doing jokes that suddenly felt
this
like
this was
the
all
same
cut out of the actual interview.
We and our
this
friends
is all
were
bonus
doing
material.
When we were making fun of traditional entertainment.
And that I just want to say that was Scott. That was not Scott in the interview saying, because you're confusing everyone when you talk while it's going. Because
you're part of the interview too, and we're interviewing you now.
Right.
Right. So when I was saying that,
that
was not part of the actual clip that you were playing.
That was
me.
New Scott.
I apologize.
Present day Scott.
I'm going to identify myself anytime I talk as present day Scott.
Do you feel like there are still people who don't quite understand the irony of what you're going for with your comedy?
Yeah. I mean, when I was a teenager, the fact that David Letterman was making fun of everything, he was making fun of TV, he was making fun of just the idea of doing a celebrity interview. He would never take those interviews seriously. If you watch his Cher interview or his Madonna interview, he wasn't taking it seriously. He wasn't.
Okay. Already this is,
it's so long.
This is present day Scott. I agree with you.
It's so long.
I'm not interested.
First
in
of all,
saying.
He said, no, it's,
I'm just trying to fill time.
It's very
it's
look,
not even about that.
It's very interesting to say like it's good to like hate TV and stuff, and like it's like good to like not take and whoever those other people are you were talking about, like it's good to make fun of them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dangerous for the kinds of other stuff that you want to do. And
like,
I have to say, I hate to bring this up, Scott.
Yeah.
I hate to bring this up, but you do this interview, and then CISO goes away like right after that.
Yeah, I guess I never really thought about that. mm-hmm. like pretty much the day after it came out.
Uh-huh.
CISO went away.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And here you are in this thing saying TV sucks. I do, like, everyone sucks who does it. I'm making fun of it. And then yeah. maybe someone is saying, like, okay, well, if he doesn't want to do it so much.
Let's cancel CISO.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. I'm sorry, CISO.
And I think that is going to be enough. Yeah. That's all they want. The
they
people
just
I know
hear
there.
You say, yeah.
Like TV's great. Shia said, like, TV's great. Yes. CISO's great.
Yes.
So, you go, for me, Letterman went a little too far with some of his poking fun at some of this stuff. And maybe you should
can,
play
can
ball.
He ask me that again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love this attitude. And also, when he says that Letterman was on very late night, you say something like, that's not late for me. I can stay up as late as I want.
Okay, yeah. let me try this.
The parents of our generation didn't always understand what Letterman was doing when he was very late night.
Can I interrupt you here? This is present day Scott. Not late for me. I don't have a bedtime. I'm a grown-ass man. And I go to sleep whenever and, quite honestly, wherever I want. And sometimes it's not even in my own bed.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And secondly, TV's great. I don't like you impugning its integrity. TV's great. CISO is very successful and will last a millennia, if not longer. And I don't like your attitude. So why don't you get down here since we're in New York City and give me a little roadhead?
Yes.
Better?
Now I'm looking at a guest. Holy shit.
I feel so powerful.
Hey.
Yes.
Since I mean, are you happy with City. This work since yes. we're in New York City?
This is huge.
And a little bit of roadhead? Holy shit. That's and all good, of a right? sudden, CISO's back on
yeah,
the air.
Yeah, CISO's back on.
Woof's off. I mean, he
Woof's
just has
to crying.
Move.
He's yeah. like,
he's crying.
Woof's he in moves jail. Back to his hometown.
He's a dog again.
We're doing the 500th episode.
Woof's in the
episode.
Friggin' pound.
Everything. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so
And we're
good.
Doing the 500th CBB.
And we're doing yes. the 500th CBB.
All of these things can be undone.
Yes. Everything. We just rewind the clock back a
the
little
The 200th
bit.
We are booked on. Our 200th. Yes, that is not going to change.
It's locked in. We
yes. I only wish this was like a Christmas Carol situation where you were like friendly ghosts or even unfriendly ghosts, and we could change the past, and we could, you know, it's not necessarily what will be; it's what could be. But you guys aren't ghosts.
You're like,
to
boy,
my knowledge.
Get me a goose.
Yeah, the one as big as me.
Yeah,
yeah. I flip him down, you know, a hay penny or however much. God, how much did geese cost back then?
It was like a, yeah. It was like a tuppence.
Mm-hmm. 2 pence?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot for a goose.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, you know, if you like knew the guy, then.
If you knew the guy, he would get, okay. Mm-hmm. But you're not ghosts, I don't think.
No, no, no. I'd have to tell you. Legally, if you are a ghost, you do have to tell me. Mm-hmm.
I've seen your paperwork, too, and I think that in order to give you paychecks, we would have to give you ghost paychecks here at Earwolf yeah. if you were ghosts. So mm-hmm. I've seen your paperwork, and you're not
yeah,
ghosts.
That,
so.
Those, that is, I think, what I've been getting.
Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, yeah, I mean, the amounts on them, it's almost like your paychecks are haunted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Imagine but, if I was a ghost.
Yeah.
I'd be boyfriends with Annabelle.
Yeah.
Freaking
the doll?
Yeah, I get to be Annabelle's boyfriend.
That's the dream.
Oh, it'd be so cool.
You would date her?
I think so. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean,
you may not have a lot to choose from.
Right. And I'm not saying that I would definitely, that she would definitely want me to be her
Who
boyfriend. Who
are the most famous ghosts? We have Casper.
Yeah.
With Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. And that's Slim Pickens.
There's ghosts.
I guess there's Slim Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
He's a ghost.
Okay.
But that's about it.
I mean, the Bye-Bye Man. I mean, you know.
The Babadook.
The Babadook.
Babadook, I don't know if he's a ghost.
The Ghostbusters?
Hey. He turned my mic off.
Holy shit.
The ghosts? Kevin?
Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters weren't ghosts. Slimer was the yes. ghost, aka Onion Head.
And Slimer
and yes,
has a girlfriend.
In the cartoon, he was part of the Ghostbusters. But that's not canon.
Yes. Kevin, I've seen Kevin write out Ghostbusters, and he puts a space between Ghost and Busters. So he's
because
like, these are Busters
who
are
happen
ghosts.
To be ghosts. No, no, yes. no. They bust the ghosts, Kevin. No,
it's one word.
Whoa.
So, yeah, you like them a little more now, huh?
Makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
It does. The reason they're fighting all the ghosts all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're busting them.
Yeah, it's not a civil war between fellow ghost.
This is actually a great object lesson as the Ghostbusters, because if we remember what Ray Stantz is getting out of these ghosts every once in a while in the movie, he's not just busting them for free. Sometimes he gets
a little bit roadhead.
A little roadhead.
Yeah, from ghosts.
Yeah. Yep.
In a dream sequence. But still, counts. Totally counts.
That was a dream?
Do you think Ray Parker Jr. was ever like, hey, my name is Ray. There's a character named Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
You ever think that conversation ever happened?
Yeah, who's he talking to?
I don't know. Maybe his dad, Ray Parker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, oh well, that's a pretty circular conversation because then
he's
Ray
like,
Parker,
your name is Ray.
If I would say, what about me? I mean, yeah. Why aren't you saying it's cool that that is also my name?
Yeah, he could clap back with facts, and that's a wrap. Yep.
Well, I feel like I learned.
Yeah.
Hang on.
What?
Hazel, do it.
Well, I feel like I learned a lot.
Hey, shut up.
Okay.
You fucking piece of shit. You don't have the brain to learn. You learn what I tell you to learn.
You're right.
Okay, so, you know, check
He's
us
right.
out.
And it's cool. I want to suck him up.
Check us out next season on CISO. You know, iTunes, 5 stars helps so much. Please
thank
do
you
go
for
to
listening.
Our website.
Thank you for subscribing.
Thanks for come to our live shows. Support other Earwolf shows. Get in there. Get on Stitcher Premium. Mm-hmm. Listen to that stuff. There's some really cool, exciting stuff. You know, it's not just our show. Go to Chef Kevin's website. He's got a bunch of great videos.
Doughboys
on
Patreon.
There. Doughboys Patreon. Please donate. The Action Boys.
Yes, Action
donate
Boys.
Donate to that. Listen to that. You know, Big Trouble Little China. Everything
yeah.
they're doing.
The Chop House Gang. Whatever that other show is.
Mm-hmm. Chapo Trap House.
Yes.
Chapo Trap House.
Chop
Come Town. What a fucked up name. I mean,
that's
crazy.
So fucked
like,
up.
That's
pay
so
these
weird.
People
yeah.
more.
Get in there. Subscribe. Yeah,
guys.
Doughboys
Guys, we fucked.
Guys, we didn't fucked.
Welcome to the family, the murder show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the murder show now.
My favorite murder is
My
now part
murder.
Of the family. Welcome. Mm-hmm.
Murders we fucked.
What else? Go back, S-Town, you know, get back in
there. Go back through
there.
The archives.
Yeah,
go back through the archives.
Just do it again.
Suddenly felt like
just
the same
going.
Things.
Yeah.
Just go back. Like if you get Stitcher Premium, yeah, there's a lot of new stuff you can listen to, but go back through the archives.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Bernie's Bogganario.
Be like the librarian at the beginning of Ghostbusters where she's like, oh, look at this card catalog.
I think Hannibal started one.
Yes.
The Layman, get in there on that.
Watch Why. With Hannibal Burton, not just podcasts. Watch Why.
Watch Hannibal.
Yeah,
the movie.
Watch the movie.
See Hannibal. See the show.
Red Dragon.
He wasn't asking. Yeah, Red Dragon.
Go all the way.
Manhunter.
All the way back to Manhunter.
Love Manhunter. It's the better one.
See Thief. You know, another underappreciated Michael Mann film. Tangerine Dream did the score.
See Thiepio.
See Thiepio. Sepia Tones.
And so I like the
Deftones.
PP, you're in town.
Kid will see it and go, oh wow!
Every town, yeah.
Avenue Q, Hamilton, definitely Hamilton. If you haven't seen Hamilton, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're poor fucking loser.
Have you ever done a urine town on?
Shut up! Shut up, Kevin.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.